What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1067 The Fan. Lanville doing what he does, stirring that pot up, baby. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. What's more likely for the Commanders this season? Winning the division, the NFC East? The Eagles won it last year. The Cowboys won 2 years ago. There hasn't been a repeat winner in 20 years. What's more likely for Washington? Winning the division or missing the playoffs outright? I voted. I don't always vote, but I voted on this one, Lanville. I said winning the division. I don't see Washington missing the playoffs. As of now, 66% of the voters agree with me that they'll win the division. Landini, I'll come to you. It was your question.
Yeah. What you guys say, Lanville?
For me, I think it's win the division just because I kind of agree with you guys. It's the only realistic scenario for me where they don't make the playoffs is if Jaden gets injured. And even then, I think Mariota's actually a pretty solid backup, so I think they'd have a shot there too.
I tend to agree with you. Let's see what these folks on the phones think. AJ is in Arlington. AJ, what's more likely for Washington, winning the division or missing the playoffs?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think that he's going to miss the playoffs. I mean, last year was a great, great year, but I think the honeymoon's over for Mr. Daniels. You know, it's sophomore slump, obviously, but it's big expectations. And then the schedule's
hold
a
on.
Lot.
Can I ask you, like, what is
a lot harder?
Hold on. Just slow down, Doc. I'm not hanging up on you.
Yeah.
What is your logic for thinking Jaden slows down? Give me a sound reason why you believe that.
Well, honestly, I think he's an unbelievable player. I had him like an offensive player of the year, and I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, so I really appreciate you guys taking my call, listening to you guys all the time.
I was about
to say
that you were a Cowboy fan as soon as you started talking.
Yeah, no. So
I
appreciate you. I listen to you guys all the time. I mean, I got a lot of respect for the team last year with you guys, and I think he's gonna just drop off because naturally, I mean, people have the tape on him now. I think he's gonna be good, but this schedule is harder. I mean, and then Dak wasn't even healthy last year, and he's gonna be healthy. Like, yeah, we lost Micah, but I think it's just gonna be a little bit tougher. People aren't just gonna. I mean, last year, but he is an unbelievable player. Like, it's not gonna be. I think it's going to be missing the playoffs, and then he's going to have a good career. It's kind of like a Justin Herbert almost. But yeah, I just don't think he has the weapons still around him. Too much, like, not really.
He got more weapons this year than he had last year. What are you talking about?
Say that again?
He has more weapons this year than he had last year.
Yeah, I mean, you're right with Debo. I mean, and McLaurin is good.
Hey, I
too,
know,
so.
Man. You try to make sure you seem fair, but you know you just hate because you're a Cowboy fan. Come on, dog.
Let's be real.
We're the
most valuable fans. I want to be called MVF, most valuable fans, because we haven't won in 19, 20 years, but we're the most valuable team. So I think Jerry's actually.
No, y'all just foolish. Y'all just keep giving that man all that money so he can keep doing stupid stuff.
Does the value of the team help you at all? Like
you have no value when it comes down to what Jerry making over there.
Thank you for the call, man.
But we do. We're the ones that make it.
Man, call somebody in Dallas with that crap you're talking about, man. You tell them, hate on my man just because you're a Cowboy fan. Think we're going to listen to your logic.
Let's go to Zeke. Zeke, what's more likely, win the division or miss the playoffs, bro?
Hey, first of all, I told you guys not taking those stupid Cowboys.
As soon as he started talking, I knew he was a Cowboy fan, but I was waiting for it.
I knew he was too, Brian. And look, he's trying to justify. Come on, man. And if you'd have asked him, what do you think Dallas is going to do? Oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. Well, come on. Yeah. Anyway, man, yeah, we're more likely to win the division. Like you guys said, there hasn't been a back-to-back in 20 years, so I think that's in favor of us. But I think Philly's going to have that Super Bowl slump. They're going to step back, not a lot, but a little bit, just enough for us to overtake them. And I just can't see the Cowboys or the Giants, you know, having a better record with all of what we have. So, but anyway, hey, I'll probably see you guys. You're going to be at MGM tonight. I'll see you there.
All right, man. We'll be there. appreciate it, Zeke. We'll keep these phone lines going. Andrew is in Rockville. Phones are open, 800-636-1067. Andrew, what's more likely, miss the playoffs or win the division?
Actually, to be honest, I have it real close, but I actually have him missing the playoffs, to be honest. My logic being is like, okay, so we got the – I don't see, unless there's injuries, like the Eagles, Lions, Packers, Tampa Bay – Rams or 49ers missing. So that means that the last spot is being a competition between either the Falcons, the Vikings, or the Commanders. And I just feel like the schedule's a little bit tougher for the Commanders than the other two.
Let me ask you a question. You say you don't see the Vikings missing. All right.
No, the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers.
The Lions lost two. They lost two coordinators. The Packers, we don't know what could happen with them, too.
I think if you want to say the Packers, I think that's a safe place.
I'm just saying, but the Lions still, I mean, they've been good for the last 3 years now. It's not guaranteed they're going to keep being good. Eventually, that stuff goes the other side, too. If we're going to say that Washington's going to just drop back, well, some of these other teams are going to drop back as well.
So, I appreciate the call, bro. Thank you. Let's look at it. Last year, you had seven playoff teams in the NFC. Lions were the 1 seed, Eagles were the 2 seed, Bucks were the 3 seed, Rams were the 4 seed, Washington the 6, the Vikings the 5, and then the Packers the 7. Looking at all these teams, that NFC North is a beast. I still like Detroit. They lost both coordinators. They still have Dan Campbell, still have the quarterback, still have Gibbs, St. Brown, Jameson Williams, David Montgomery, Aiden Hutchinson should be back healthy. I like the Lions. Could they take a step back and not be the 1 seed? Yes. I don't see the Lions missing the playoffs, though. Does that sound fair?
Makes sense. But, like, if you're saying that the North is a wagon, basically, hell, they could get beat up in their own division. Green Bay's good now. People are expecting the Bears to be better. The Vikings are still there. Why we just automatically accept the Lions is going to keep doing what they've been doing?
Lanville had a good comment about Detroit. In the text thread, he said,
"Yeah,
we went up to Detroit and whooped that ass in the playoffs.
And we went to Tampa and whooped that ass." What makes people think, like, this is my thing. That dude probably was another Chargers fan. I just let them talk today. Everyone wants to justify Washington's regression by saying they're going to take a step back, this, that, and the other. But nobody says that about any other teams.
So let's run through the playoff teams. I think the Lions, let's just say more questions than Washington returning, right? I think the Lions have more questions. I think they might have more overall talent, but I think they've got more questions. The 2 seed was the Eagles. They lost their offensive coordinator, but I don't think the Eagles are really damn good. The Eagles, there's a reason they're favored to win the division.
Okay.
There's a reason they're probably favored to win the NFC. Go to the 3 seed, the Bucks. They lost their offensive coordinator, have some injuries on the O-line. Godwin, you're unsure about. But I think the Bucks, you could believe in again, especially in an NFC South where the Saints look bad, the Panthers look bad. Hard to know what the Falcons are. I like Penix, but I don't know. Yeah. I think the Bucks look like a division winner, which means they're going to be a top four seed.
Okay.
The Rams, busy offseason, add Davante Adams.
You don't know if their quarterback can stand up.
I think the Rams, there's a lot to like, except Matt Stafford's back might be broken.
If Matt Stafford's back's hurting, then I'm not much thinking about the Rams right now.
Five seed, Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, basically a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin O'Connell has done great work with quarterbacks there. Sam Darnold looked all world. I think there's plenty of reasons to like the Vikings. You got KOC back. Wes Phillips is their OC. Brian Flores is back as their DC. There's lots of reasons to like the Vikings. But
they do have a rookie quarterback.
They have a rookie quarterback.
So
you don't know.
Yeah.
Now, you don't know that it's going to be bad, right? Like people said last year, Washington had a rookie quarterback. Worked out pretty damn well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a question to me. Washington at six, I don't think there are that many questions. They were good last year, largely brought everything back, and added more.
Yeah.
Like, and then if you want to talk about seven is the Packers. I think the Packers could be better. Adding Micah Parsons helps.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love did have thumb surgery a couple weeks ago. This is his non-throwing hand. The Packers add.
I might grab it on the pile. You never know.
They finally add a first-round wide receiver in Matthew Golden. I like the Packers a lot. I think they look better. If you go just kind of further down the NFC, like if we're expecting this regression, means somebody has to jump up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? The Niners rebound?
That's not a guarantee. See, the Niners now are in a position where they just paid their quarterback. They had a lot of main guys coming off of injury, and they're older.
And they have a lot of guys currently injured.
And they're older. So just to automatically assume the Lions are going to just jump back up, that's not always
the
good.
The Niners, yeah.
The Niners, yeah.
I think the Seahawks are a team that could take a step up.
Okay.
I think that defense is good. I really like their coach. But they're counting on Sam Darnold. They won 10 games last year and missed the playoffs.
So KOC does a good job with quarterback. Who's the quarterback coach there?
It's a fair question.
Okay.
Right?
Sam Darnold has, in his career, he's been bad no more than he's been good.
Significantly.
Last year was his first year really being good.
Significantly.
So what do if you are making a bet, are you betting that he's going to be what he was last year or what he's been the rest of his career?
I mean, you can look at these things lots of ways, but I think that's a really, really fair question. You keep going, because if you want to suggest there will be this regression by Washington, which you and I both don't agree with, then you've got to tell me who is going to jump up and take that spot. I think neither of us believe in the Saints or the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Panthers could show some growth and get to like an 8-win season, mm-hmm. but I don't think they're making the playoffs. Do you believe in Arizona? Do you believe in Kyler in that operation?
Well, Arizona don't believe in Kyler. They are questioning. They about getting done with that one.
So you get to a place, if you really think Washington's going to regress and miss the playoffs, who's going to make them? Dallas? If Dak stays healthy, Dallas can be a really explosive offensive team. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's Dallas. Maybe it's the Bears, if you believe in Ben Johnson and Caleb, and they have some real pieces out there. Is it Atlanta? Could Atlanta hop up? If Penix is a baller, I wouldn't discount Atlanta. And then it's Seattle, Arizona, San Fran. Like, for me, if you're just looking at this question of Lamphill's question, the AAA poll, B. Mitchell Finley poll of the day question, what's more likely to miss the playoffs or win the division? I just don't think missing the playoffs is that likely. Somebody's got to take their spot. Who's mm-hmm. taking their spot? And somebody would have to take their spot and the spot below them. And that mm-hmm. means Green Bay can't win the division.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
We'll see.
Our boy Drew is on the line. What's up, Drew? What's more likely,
hey,
winning
JP.
The division or missing the playoffs?
I think it's more just like you. I think there's no way we're missing the playoffs. And I'd like your analysis. The reason I think that, you know, to build on your analysis, is the East, I believe you're going to get one playoff team from the South and the West, because unless a weak team makes it, and the East and the North play each other. So, you know, every NFC East team plays itself. All the North guys play each other. And then the two divisions play each other. So that's going to level things out. And I think we're going to see Washington in at least the wild card, if not the division champ. I just don't see any way that they're not, that's not happening, because the schedules are tough, but they're tough for all the teams. And so I think that's missed in the dialogue. We got to remember who's playing who this year. And frankly, I think Philly and Washington are the class of the East and the class of the NFC. And I think we're going to run through the North. I expect 3-1 against the North for both Washington and the Eagles. And that'll give Washington and the Eagles both at least a wild card. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
you, Drew. And I'll
be
there tonight.
All right, great. We'll see you at MGM, bud. Let's get Carlos and Manassas on the line. Carlos, what's more likely for you?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate you.
I think it's less likely. It's likelier that they won't win the conference champion. They won't make the conference championship game. And I'm still trying to get over the fact that Dallas Cowboy fan had the nerve to call in. I hope the Eagles drop the banner. And I hope they place a banner on top of their team, and it drops on top of them like a giant green roll of toilet paper. Jeez, man. But no, you know, this sophomore slump, you know, the way this term is being thrown around, this applies to regular quarterbacks. I'll tell you how fiercely competitive Jaden is. He played with barbecued ribs and still made the conference championship. He is that fierce. He's so competitive. He's not your regular guy. There's not going to be a sophomore slump. He's going to continue doing what he's doing, and I think it's going to be scary how much better he's gotten. So that's what I got to say about that. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, bud.
I like that call.
We have a man of the cloth is on the line, a man close to divinity. Rev T is on the line. Reverend, what is more likely, missing the playoffs or winning the division for the 2025 Washington Commanders?
JP, B. Mitch, my 107 fan, family, my commander nation. You know, the last couple of days, JP, I've been listening to the conversations, the call-ins, and the doubt that people have been having when it comes to the Washington Commanders this upcoming season. But what really made me call, I said to myself, I wasn't going to say nothing to nobody. I was going to kind of be silent. But when you got a Dallas Cowboys fan calling, infiltrating, it triggered me. And it made me say, I got to call my brothers. I got to call and talk to my people. I got to talk to my sisters. And I started to ask the question to you once again. Why not us for offense? Why not us with our defense? Why not us with our special teams? See, I started that question last year, and you saw the result. So after everything that happened, see, we've been so conditioned. We've been in the wilderness so long, JP. But last year, we came out of the wilderness. We had new hands. We had new feet. Guess what? We had a new spirit in the commanding nation, in the Burgundy Gold Nation, all over us, all over me. So I ask you again, my brothers and sisters today, right here on JP, Infinity B Mission, Philly 106.7 fan. Why not us? Why not us? Y'all better stay out to the Commanders. Get your mind right. Get ready for Sunday, because it's football time, baby. Why not us? Why not us? Y'all know who I am, the people's hype man, and I ain't never sorting my words for none of them bammers. Stay with me. Red T. Why not us? Why not us? March with me. I'll love somebody.
Thank you, Reverend.
I think Rev has broken his microphone on his phone. So, hey, when your speaker got a hole in it, that's how he sounded a little bit.
That was a hell of a call.
Rev is he's intense though, boy.
I love the Reverend's intensity.
The question is, like, I get those, like, everyone just assume everything's gonna go bad. Why not think that everything can go right?
What if it goes really right? What if it goes?
If it goes really right, then, you know, hey.
You know where things went really right?
Partying.
Things went really right last Saturday in College Park, Maryland. Mike Loxley is the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins, going to join us next. Got to ask Lox about this young man playing quarterback, Malik Washington. What I can definitively tell you, though, football is finally here. And if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only, know the odds, stick to a budget, and lastly, keep your cool, man. The result of a bet is never a reason to jump online and start harassing coaches, start harassing athletes. Don't be that guy. It's lame behavior. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Your mama, your mama too.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Spirited conversation this morning. Football's back, baby. We are fired up. We're excited to talk a little college football too. Terps football off and running. Good win last week to open the season. They beat Florida Atlantic. They got a big game tomorrow night against Northern Illinois, and folks are excited about the Terps.
Illinois, they like, well, I don't know if they got the same coach, but they used to run that option, boy.
I mean, you know, the Huskies, Northern Illinois Huskies, had a big win last year. They took down Notre Dame.
We played them when I was in college.
Was it the same division or what?
No, they came down to us once. We went up to them, but it was so damn cold up there. Oh, my Lord. When they came down to Louisiana, they ran into a buzzsaw, dog.
Took them down?
Four touchdowns.
There you go.
200-plus yards rushing.
Northern Illinois' coach is Thomas Hammack.
Hammack.
He was the one. He was there last year when they took down Notre Dame. Hammack has led Northern Illinois to two bowl wins in seven seasons as the head coach and is already tied, in 7 years, tied for the third most career wins. Northern Illinois is a good team, man. That MAC conference is tough. We are very excited to welcome in our friend Mike Loxley to the program. Coach, how are you?
What up, Mike?
JP, B. Mitch, what's up, fellas?
Man, we good, brother. How you feeling?
You know, day before game, man, trying to dot I's, cross T's, and keep us healthy.
I believe it. Coach, you know, I got to meet Malik. You and I were there together last year at the Annapolis Touchdown Club dinner, and I was really struck by Malik's balance of, I mean, truly his size stood out to me for a young man that's hadn't even played college football yet. But just his poise and calm demeanor, obviously had a tremendous opener last week as a true freshman to come out and throw three touchdowns. What'd you think of your young quarterback, Malik Washington, last week?
Yeah, no, everything you said, JP, is about spot on. You know, the thing that I've always said about Malik, and I've known, you know, this kid since eighth grade youth football with the Maryland Heat program, and really targeted him as the guy that I felt could be the guy that elevates our program and puts us in a position to compete for championships, which is the goal. His maturity, man, and it just shows up, and you can tell, you know, he started a little slow and didn't get some help from his teammates with a few drops, but he also missed a couple of things himself. But that maturity that he shows and the moxie, when he walks in, he kind of has that presence that the great ones have, and I've been around some, but it's just one game on his resume, and as we all know, it's the consistency of being able to do it week in and week out, and that's what I'm excited to see him do to build upon that game from last week. I'm really excited to see what he can do here tomorrow and build on it.
What's the one thing, Coach, you want him to improve upon and also the team as they go into the second week?
I think for Malik, the big thing for him is you know, managing the clock. A couple times we got down really low on the play clock, and, you know, we're huddling now. We've got the pro-style system that Pep Hamilton has added to our system. I'd like to see it just – we got to get a few more plays, and to me that's the quarterback is kind of the gas pedal of the offense in that, you know, getting the big guys to get up to the line of scrimmage and getting to the rhythm of how we got to move the ball to get more plays. And then – you know, for us as a team, the run game for me stood out. We, you know, the compliment to a young, inexperienced quarterback is the ability to run the football and the work we put into the run game, the O-line development. We got two really strong backs in DeJuan Williams and Nolan Ray. I like to see us be able to be a little more productive in the run game and find ways to take some pressure, because I can tell you we didn't go into the game expecting to throw it 43 times with a freshman quarterback.
Last week, I thought your defense played pretty well, especially generating turnovers. What is the task this week? Probably a step up in competition with Northern Illinois coming to town. I mean, everybody remembers when they beat Notre Dame last year. What do you want to see from your D this week?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing there is, I mean, you think back to the first drive where we had six penalties on defense, and most of them were what I call non-competitive penalties. You know, we've got two dynamic young pass rushers in Zaire Mathis and Sidney Stewart, who both were day one starters for us. And, you know, always talk about mistakes are progress in disguise, and especially if you get the lesson from the mistakes. And that's where, when I've talked about us making the jump that you typically make from game one to game two, it's we finally have some things on tape that we can make corrections with, especially with an inexperienced team. I mean, we got 64 guys that played their first game as a Terp in the shell last week. And so being able to get the tape watched, evaluated on defense, you know, those non-competitive penalties that we had a couple of what I call the undisciplined variety, where we had the face mask, we had the late hit on the quarterback. Those are the two types of penalties that kind of get under your skin as a coach. So what I like to see us do on defense is continue to improve upon. And we had eight total penalties in the first quarter. And so we improved as the game went along, but I know that we won't beat good teams if we continue to have the self-inflicted wounds. So cleaning up those things will be key.
As you go forward, I mean, how excited are you for this team? I know last year you know, you guys, it wasn't the season you wanted coming off the bowl success, beating Auburn in Nashville, which I still think is under-talked about, to go down to SEC country and beat an SEC team.
I love it. White Brian don't like it.
White Brian does not like it. But, Lox, you've talked about having to kind of relearn how to run a college team in the era of the transfer portal and the NIL. How much different does this year feel compared to last year?
Man, it's so much different for me, JP. You know, a year ago, I was in what I called the forest, to where I couldn't see the trees. I took over play calling. I was coaching the quarterbacks. I was trying to raise money, NIL money, for my program myself. Got caught up doing probably too much. And what I've done now is reinvented putting myself back in that locker room and, you know, having dinner with my players and being able to know kind of what's going on with this team. Because a year ago, we had the entitlement, we had the selfishness, and I mean, you guys know that in football, the it's we over me, and we've gotten back to that. We've got a young team, we've got, like I said, new guys, inexperienced guys that haven't played around here, and so what I've done is invested in the locker room and invested in the kids that we brought in, and we brought in some talented players. But now it's a matter of keeping their minds on team goals, not the individual goals, not the transactional things that a year ago was more about business of football. Now it needs to be about football business, and I've seen that out of this group, and I'm excited. But we really won't know who we are till we face some adversity together, and from the work that these guys have put in, I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond when we face some.
Doctor, you've known a lot of these guys when you recruit them and things like that. And, you know, like, I know the times are different today, but I have always felt if a coach start off with a certain level of discipline and show the players that you care, you can get them to do whatever you want. Is this still like that?
It is 100% like that, B. Mitch. You know, a year ago, and this is the part that, you know, people don't realize, but for 110 years, every kid's scholarship check was the same. And then last year, things started changing, and I had to teach an 18-year-old how not to worry about what little Billy has going on over in his house to run their own race. And these are things that, as a parent, you have to teach, train, and, you know, I always talk about, you know, teaching guys how to fish instead of giving them the fish sandwich, which the money is the fish sandwich, but teaching them what comes along with these things, the responsibilities that come when you get paid. There's going to be expectations and people expect things, or how you don't worry about what other people have. You only can worry about what you have. And these are things that I didn't anticipate as a parent slash coach a year ago. And it came back to hurt us in the locker room when we faced adversity. I had a split locker room because I had haves and have nots. And I've talked enough about that from last year, but I can tell you this team is so different. They understand right now it's about football business, and that the only thing they can do to create value is to go out, play well, develop themselves as players, and everything else kind of takes care of itself. So that's where a lot of the energy has been. I really like this team because we're young and inexperienced, and we don't know what we don't know. And that, for that reason, these guys will go out and they play hard, and they know we care about them around here.
Talking with Terps football coach Mike Loxley here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can give Coach Loxley a follow at Coach Lox, L-O-C-K-S. Big game tomorrow night, man. Friday night, Northern Illinois coming to town. Weather's supposed to be perfect. College Park should be bumping. Coach, I did want to say, you know, I follow you on Twitter. I know this is a rough week for you. You lost your son. I believe it was a few years ago. Yesterday was the anniversary. What are we, 8 years? 8 years gone now. And just know that me and B are thinking of you, and we're both fathers, and how tough that must be to persevere.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys. You guys are like family to me from the time I did some of the pregame stuff. And, you know, this time of year is always tough for my family because, you know, the circle of life isn't built for parents to bury children. And, you know, coaches' kids, as anybody know for me, I have an affinity for coaches' kids. I've had a bunch of them on my team because I saw what coaching, when, you know, a dad takes care of everybody else's kids, it has an effect on your own. And, you know, Miko, I appreciate people keeping his name alive, and to me, that's what it's all about. You know, you don't get over it. You learn to get through it. It's very motivating. Because of the tragedy, it's really made me more intentional with what I do with the players in my program. And definitely appreciate you guys having us in your thoughts, man.
Definitely.
Absolutely, Locks. I also, we had Boomer Esiason, a very proud Terp, on the show about an hour ago. We did mostly an NFL preview, but I did ask Boomer about Malik, and he said he watched it. He was really impressed, and he thinks Malik might already be the best athlete.
The most athletic quarterback ever.
At Maryland. How about that praise?
Wow.
Don't tell Malik,
one,
I guess.
One game. Let's go.
Folks are excited, Locks. We are definitely excited, yeah. And we'll be watching tomorrow night. I hope that stadium is packed and you get to enjoy yourself.
I hope so, too. But either way, we're going to go out and do our best to put a product on the field that people are going to want to come see. So come on over to Terpsville. Check us out. I know we got a lot of seats available. We're excited about the direction, and we feel like we've got a really good team that'll do some special things this year.
Go check out the Terps at College Park. If you're watching on TV, it's on Big Ten Network. Thank you, Locks. Appreciate you making time, bud.
All right, fellas. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, man.
All right. Mike Locksley, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins football program, off to a 1-0 start. Really exciting young quarterback. Malik Washington could have gone anywhere in the country, anywhere, and he chose to play for Locks right
Stay
here
home,
at
baby.
Home. DMV made. I'm excited to watch Malik this season, and I'll definitely be watching tomorrow night. Give Locks a follow at Coach Locks. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is making week one even bigger with a chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets every game day. That's right, $2 million. Here's how it works. Opt in and place an anytime TD bet on any week one NFL game, including tonight's matchup, using both profit boosts and using your profit boost. And if your player, the player that you pick, scores either the first or the last touchdown of the game, you'll earn a share of $2 million in bonus bets. First touchdown, you're in. Last touchdown, you're in. Both even better. It's just one more reason to bet on the NFL with FanDuel. So whether you've got a feeling about the opening drive or you're banking on a clutch finish, now's the time to get in on the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app today and get started. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt in. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right. Because it was a short week, we weren't able to get Denton on yesterday to do our college football preview. Just been busy, busy, busy. Next week probably will be too, honestly. The Thursday game in week two is going to be nuts.
That's going to be nuts, bro.
Leadville was surprised, might be the way to say, that when we told him we'd be in studio next Friday, that that 5 a.m. flight out of Milwaukee is going to bump, baby.
Well, just to be honest, Landfill, be ready for some naps during the commercial break.
I told you, Landfill, you're going to need all the monster energies, I think. But I do at least want to take a look at the college football slate for this weekend. Assuming we got White Brian in there. He's a college football nut. White Brian, what are the best games this weekend on the college slate? Oh, he's not there. Are you solo in there, Landfill?
That's correct.
Damn. Working
what
hard.
What the hell? They set you up.
I think this is smart. Usually there's a college game on Thursday night. It doesn't look like there's any games tonight.
I think college understands when the NFL rolls in, you're supposed to just bow down.
Well, I think eventually college football has a good role on Thursday nights, especially for the gamblers. They just want more action. But the college game usually starts at 7. The NFL game doesn't kick till like 8:15. But tonight, the whole world's going to be watching Eagles-Cowboys.
And hell yeah.
There's no real sense in going up against that.
You know, when you see that those two teams going against each other, there's not a college football game that's going to beat gonna sit there and compete with that.
Tonight, you got JMU – I'm sorry, tomorrow night, JMU-Louisville. Terps are hosting Northern Illinois. You get to Saturday, and you don't have the slate we saw last week. I do wonder if there's some letdown games maybe, like – I can't imagine East Texas A&M is the team for Florida State to have the letdown on, but they were so amped up last week to host Bama.
And they handled them.
They sure did. Baylor playing at SMU. Baylor,
my poor friend Wayne, man, he just hurting.
Bama fan?
Yeah. No, he played at Bama.
Yeah. It was not a good week for the Bama crowd.
Sorry, Wayne.
Baylor got their ass kicked last week going to SMU. That could be an interesting game. The Mustangs are ranked 17th in the country. UVA going to Raleigh, fighting Leon Duncans of NC State. He keeps scrolling down here. I know there are a couple big games just because college football is smart enough to keep that going. Oklahoma State traveling to Eugene to take on Oregon. Mm. Cowboys are usually a pretty good football team. Mike Gundy's still coaching there. Oregon is favored in that game.
What's that big backer used to be at for Oklahoma State?
Dude,
T-Boone Pickens.
I think he died.
He did. But
you imagine that dude in the NIL era?
He left some good money for him, though.
That's true.
He left some money there.
So Oregon is facing a Big 12 team. Like, Oklahoma State has been legit good at various times over my life anyway. What do you think Oregon's favored by?
Oh, Lord. So Oklahoma State has been on the downslide lately.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 14.
Four touchdowns.
28?
28 and a half.
Damn.
Damn.
Wow.
Kansas, Missouri, which doesn't mean much to us, but that once upon a time was a big-time rivalry.
Oh, they go for it.
You go back to, like, Civil War days and people were killing each other over that stuff. Mizzou favored by a touchdown.
Were you back there, Jay?
I was not, but I've read about it. I think the biggest college football game Carolina, after getting their ass kicked in Belichick's debut, goes to Charlotte, UNC Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Charlotte lost to App State last weekend.
Don't lose to UNC Charlotte or Belichick.
Carolina's favored by two touchdowns. Oh,
they're going to pack up you and your girl, and I'm serious.
I don't know, man. Part of me might like the 49ers in that joint.
I'm saying 14. If they don't beat UNC Charlotte, they're going to have some issues.
For sure.
Yeah.
The game of the weekend is going to be Michigan going to Oklahoma. Michigan started true freshman Bryce Underwood last week. There was a lot of excitement about that kid. If you remember, I think he's from Louisiana, committed to LSU, and then at the last minute, like Dave Portnoy and the dude from Oracle came in and gave him a bag to come to Ann Arbor. Oklahoma looked good last week, too.
If LSU didn't fight to keep him, then it's something. Because LSU got a bag of stuff over there, too, now.
Well, basically what LSU did, and I think you could argue makes a lot of sense, if you watched LSU-Clemson last week, you know what LSU had all of a sudden? A solid defense. And I think the way I understand it is Underwood left, and they said, all right, rather than throw all this money at one kid, we are going to spend on the defense.
Well, they did.
John Mateer is the Boomer Sooner quarterback, Oklahoma's quarterback. Last week in their opener, he went 30 of 37 for 392 yards, three touchdowns against a pick.
Who did they play?
Last week?
Yeah.
I will find that out for you, Brian. Last week, the Sooners played, I thought it was like a deep, it was Illinois State. So, I don't know. Maybe don't be too excited.
It's either or. We'll see.
But that's certainly the big game of the weekend. College football, you know there's going to be some craziness. That's just how college football rolls. I can't wait to bet on a bunch of stuff on Saturday. If you got winners, send them my way. When we return, me and B and Landfill will make our picks for the season. We're going to pick division winners from every division in the NFL. Then we'll give you our AFC-NFC title games. Followed by Super Bowl picks. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.